Parts.
I'm Cammie McCormick. President Biden delivered his final address as U.S. president to the U.N. General Assembly, touching on a number of issues, but global conflicts in particular.
I recognize the challenges from Ukraine to Gaza to Sudan and beyond. War, hunger, terrorism, brutality.
He insisted a Gaza ceasefire is the best way to win the fighting in the Middle East. CBS's Weijia Jiang outside UN headquarters.
We know that he has been working, around the clock to try to, make that ceasefire and hostage deal happen. And so far it has not. And so that may be the one thing that is, overshadowing all of his accomplishments.
Donald Trump is campaigning in Georgia today. In Savannah, he focused on the economy.
We had it really rocking 4 years ago. We're going to bring thousands and thousands of businesses and trillions of dollars in wealth back to the good old USA. That's what we're going to be doing it and doing it fast.
His father is under arrest for an apparent attempted assassination on Donald Trump. Now he, too, is in trouble with the law. Matt Piper has that.
Orrin Alexander Ruth's been arrested on federal charges of possessing child sexual abuse images. He's the son of the man charged with federal gun offenses in connection to the attempted assassination at Trump's Florida golf course earlier this month. The FBI says investigators took multiple electronic devices and found hundreds of files depicting child sex abuse, including videos and chats on messaging apps commonly used by those who share that material.
Stacey Lynn reports Kamala Harris wants to end a procedural tool that requires a supermajority in the Senate to protect the right of an abortion nationally.
The vice president and Democratic presidential candidate was asked on a Wisconsin radio program how she plans to get enough support in Congress to do it.
I think we should eliminate the filibuster for Roe to actually put back in law the protections for reproductive freedom.
Helene is now a tropical storm, and the Weather Channel's Stephanie Abrams tells us it could quickly develop into a Gulf Coast threat.
We're going to start to see some of those outer bands today into tomorrow. Landfall is expected Thursday into Friday, potentially as a major hurricane that is a Category 3 or higher. It will leave at least 5 to 8 inches of flooding rain as far north as the Carolinas.
The Hurricane Center says don't be fooled by the way the storm looks at the moment. Florida's governor has declared a state of emergency, and states inland could also see a lot of rainfall associated with this storm. On Wall Street, the Dow is down 8 points. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
WRJN News is brought to you by Prosser's Premium RV Outlet in Sturtevant. Voted Wisconsin's best RV dealer. Lowest prices ever right now. ProsserRV.com.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. A routine traffic stop in Racine escalated into a pursuit, ending in a multi-vehicle crash yesterday. Two suspects were arrested after the incident, including a passenger who ran off from that traffic stop. Former Kenosha Unified teacher Christian Enright will face trial for allegedly grooming a student via Snapchat. If convicted on 22 counts of disorderly conduct, he could serve over 4 years locked up. A man was flown to an Illinois hospital after a single car crash in Kenosha County yesterday. The driver, who was ejected from his truck after trying to pass in a no-passing zone, was later cited for OWI. A recorded voice called in a bomb threat to Racine County's courthouse and law enforcement center yesterday, forcing an evacuation. No explosives were found after a sweep, and the investigation is ongoing. Racine Mayor Corey Mason and other local leaders will discuss the city's clean energy initiatives on Thursday at Samuel Myers Park. They'll be highlighting how federal funds are supporting efforts in solar energy, electric vehicle infrastructure, and energy-efficient construction. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Attention RV enthusiasts. The end of summer RV liquidation sale at Prosser's Premium RV Outlet in Sturtevant means prices are the lowest ever. More than 150 new motorhomes and campers, Class A, B, C, toy haulers, bunkhouses, fifth wheels, travel trailers, teardrops, and more. There's something for everyone. Trades welcome. No reasonable offer refused. Lowest prices in the country on in-stock inventory. Your journey awaits. Call 262-898-2610 or visit ProsserRV.com.
The Packers prep for Minnesota. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with Sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. Green Bay is 2-1 heading into this Sunday's matchup with the Vikings. Head coach Matt LaFleur said it's been a team effort to win each of the last two games.
I think that can galvanize our team, and we needed everybody. Everybody's, you know, I don't want to say, because I'm a firm believer that you don't rise to the level of competition, you sink to the level of your preparation, and these guys prepare the right way. They come to work the right way each and every day with a great attitude. We go out and we have some tough practices.
Starting quarterback Jordan Love, who practiced all of last week, has missed two games with an MCL sprain, but could return this week. Kickoff is at noon on Sunday. The Brewers have six games to play in the regular season. They are in Pittsburgh for three games starting tonight before a home series with the Mets. The playoffs start in October. And the kickoff times for the next two Wisconsin football games are set. They'll be at USC on Saturday with a 2:30 p.m. start. Then they come home to play Purdue a week from Saturday at 11 a.m. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cusco with Civic Media Sports.
WRJN Sports with Mike Clemens is sponsored hourly by Pottawatomie Hotel Casino. Learn more online at paysbig.com.
More clouds than sunshine today with seasonal highs in the mid-60s. Scattered shower chances continue throughout the day today, winding down late tonight. And tomorrow is packed with a ton of sunshine and warmer temperatures rising to the low 70s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 64.
Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. Welcome to my Monday. Here's Marvin Gaye.
Whoa. Oh, mercy, mercy me. All things ain't what they used to be. Now, where did all the blue skies go? Poison is the wind that blows from the north and south and east. On the oceans and upon our seas, fish full of mercury. Oh, mercy, mercy, mercy. Our things ain't what they
they used to be. No more radiation underground and in the sky. Animals and birds who live nearby paradise. All things and what they used to be. What about this overcrowded land? How much more we use from man? Can't you stand?
To the Heritage Museum, local news and timeless hits.
Monday, can't trust that day.
Timeless Hits, WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman.
There's a starman waiting in the sky.
And anytime we want to talk about space, we talk with Teddy Vollman. Hey, Teddy.
Hello.
All right. So for months and months now, we've been talking about Starliner. And of course, those two astronauts have been stranded up at the International Space Station for some time. But there's hope in sight for them coming up.
Yes. So the Starliner spacecraft itself has since departed the International Space Station and made it back to Earth. But those astronauts are still up there. And the spacecraft that's going to be going and getting them is going to be launching on the 26th. So on Thursday.
On Thursday. Well, unless weather or something else prevents them.
Right. Yes. And knowing this mission, it probably will.
Except this is SpaceX. This isn't Boeing. So hopefully the stars will align, so to speak.
Yes, that is the hope, at least. So, yes, this is interesting because it's going up there with those two empty seats. But those seats will be kind of occupied because they have to send new spacesuits up there for the stranded astronauts. Because their Boeing spacesuits are not compatible with the SpaceX spacecraft.
What?
Yeah, you would think that NASA would have wanted those spacesuits to be compatible with each other. But when you're in a spacecraft like that, there are lots of cords and stuff that get plugged in to give you air and all that sort of stuff, and they are not designed to be compatible with each other.
It's like Apple. You have to buy their cord to charge your phone.
Yeah, it's a bit like that.
Okay, so that is set to launch on Thursday, and it's not coming back till February, is that right?
It's not coming back till February, yeah, because this was already planned to launch up there. This isn't some emergency launch or anything. They just kicked two of the astronauts that were supposed to be on this mission off and added Butch and Sonny to the team.
To the return flight, yeah.
Yes.
All right. Well, we'll keep an eye on the sky for that. You said that's set to launch on Thursday.
Yes.
All right. That's Teddy Volman. I'm Kurt Volman on WRJN.
Is your backyard feeling a little blah? Let Runnings in Burlington help create your personal oasis. Everything you need to add comfort and style to your home. Top-notch grills for family barbecues, cozy patio furniture perfect for unwinding, high-quality mowers and tools to keep your space looking sharp. And for your pets, we have everything to keep them happy and healthy. Visit Runnings in Burlington today on Milwaukee Avenue and let them enhance your home and outdoor life. Runnings, your trusted partner for all your home, farm, and outdoor needs.
Roll into the Lanes Hot 20, the perfect place to bowl, dine, and unwind. Fall bowling leagues are filling up fast. Plus, take advantage of our daily open bowling specials. After you strike up the fun, head on over to Angry Brothers Pub for unbeatable food and drink deals during Brewers, college, and NFL games. Start your weekend right with the Friday Fish Fry. It's the talk of the town. Planning a holiday or birthday party? The Lanes Hot 20 has the perfect setup for you and your crew. Yes! The fun rolls all year long at the Lanes Hot 20, just west of Green Bay Road.
Vince Lombardi once said, "The measure of who we are is what we do with what we have." The team at Easy Mobility Solutions is dedicated to helping you make the most of every moment by reclaiming your freedom. As a care credit provider and Southeastern Wisconsin's trusted source for power mobility solutions, Easy Mobility Solutions offers a variety of Golden and Pride scooters and power chairs. Lightweight, durable, portable, affordable. Visit the Easy Mobility Solutions showroom across the street from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue in Racine.
America's most respected newscaster of the 20th century and beyond had his home on WRJN for 56 years, and he was proud to be here. Listen.
With all of the changes in the broadcasting industry, mergers and new owners, shuffled formats and automation, it is nice today to salute the call letters and the principles and the policies of WRJN in Racine.
Now you can hear archived episodes of Paul Harvey and the rest of the story twice each weekday on WRJN at 7:25 in the morning with Don Rosen and at 12:05 with Cindy Huber. Not only timeless hits, but now timeless wisdom from Paul Harvey on
WRJN in Racine.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with an international traveler's tip on today's Work Money Minute. I remember when every country in Europe had its own currency, and traveling there meant worrying about how you're going to change your dollars to pounds, and then lira, and then francs.
Bonjour.
Now today things are simpler, but I've still got two tips to travel smoothly and save a little. Number one. Use an ATM in the country you're going to and withdraw the foreign currency paper money that you want there. In most cases, you're going to pay less in fees and conversion penalties than if you visited a traditional currency exchange. Number two is to call and let your bank and credit cards know that you're going. Having your card turned down at your second meal in Paris because your credit card company thinks it's been stolen is annoying. For more everyday money tips, check out Work Money Media on YouTube. Till next time, I'm Carrie Joy saying, have a good trip and take good care.
Something sounds different on WRJN. We're refreshing hometown radio with local news and timeless hits. Our on-air host will keep you up to date with local, state, and national news every hour, along with Mike Clemens Sports and, of course, the local weather forecast. Then Don Rosen, Cindy Huber, and Kurt Volman will talk about what's happening right here in our city, county, and state while spinning those timeless hits that are so much fun to hear again. You can hear our Civic Media talk shows on 540 AM WAUK or on the Civic Media app. You can hear WRJN on 99.9 FM, 98.1 FM, and on our historic AM frequency, 1400 AM. Local news, timeless hits. WRJN.
Come on, everybody. Clap your hands. Oh, you're looking good. I'm going to sing my song. It won't
Chubby Checker, WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. Could see a shower early on tonight, otherwise partly cloudy and a low of 56. Tomorrow, sunshine and 73.
Everybody's gonna jump for joy. Pigeon's gonna run to him. Come on without, come on within. You'll not see nothing like the mighty Quinn. Come on without, come on within. You'll not see nothing like the mighty Quinn. Let me do what I wanna do. I can't decide them all. Gets here, everybody's gonna wanna doze.
News, Timeless Hits, WRJN. Nobody covers Racine's local news like we do. We've been doing it for 97 years now, covering the county, city, and neighborhoods you live and work in. So let's get you into the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
This is Civic Media News. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Former President Donald Trump is coming back to the Badger State. He's set to hold a rally in Prairie du Chien on Saturday, the adopted hometown of Derek Van Orden, one of his biggest supporters in the House of Representatives. Van Orden is being challenged by Democrat Rebecca Cook in November. Meanwhile, the Trump campaign is currently on a bus tour throughout Wisconsin. Today, they're in Appleton, Green Bay, and Beaver Dam. The last time Trump was in Wisconsin, it was in Wausau just about 2 weeks ago. And former Governor Tommy Thompson says he wants former President Donald Trump to campaign in the state's two bluest counties. He says Wisconsin is not a done deal for Kamala Harris and says Trump's team should come to Dane and Milwaukee counties, which he called, quote, the belly of the beast. In 2020, Joe Biden won 75% of the vote in Dane County and 69% of the vote in Milwaukee County. So it's yet to be seen whether the Trump team will take that advice. That's what you need to know. Now here's some news from closer to home.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A former KUSD science teacher is headed to trial in April. Christian Enright faces 22 counts of disorderly conduct. The allegations are that he groomed a 14-year-old student. A Kenosha County judge yesterday rejected the defense's motion to dismiss, saying Enright's alleged actions of sending Snapchat messages to a minor constitutes misconduct. If convicted, Enright could be locked up for over 4 years. The call that closed the courthouse came from a recorded voice. Racine County officials were forced to evacuate the courthouse and law enforcement center yesterday following a bomb threat called in using an automated voice. The sheriff's office says they conducted a thorough sweep of the buildings but found no evidence of explosives. Police say the investigation is still in its early stages with no leads identified. Kids can soon get out in the woods. Melissa Kay has more.
The youth deer hunt happens October 5th and 6th this year. The DNR encourages hunting mentors to introduce the rich tradition of deer hunting to the next generation. This includes hunters 15 years old and younger. They're eligible to hunt with or without hunter education certification if they are under the supervision of a mentor. There are several rules and regulations that must be followed. You can find out more at dnr.wisconsin.gov.
And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
WRJN weather.
More clouds than sunshine today with seasonal highs in the mid-60s. Scattered shower chances continue throughout the day today, winding down late tonight. And tomorrow is packed with a ton of sunshine and warmer temperatures rising to the low 70s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 64.
Just gotta be strong, just stop, 'cause I really love you.
We are Racine's home for local news, timeless hits, and the Milwaukee Brewers, WRJN. Brewers in action tonight, 5:40 first pitch. We're going to have the pregame for you just after the 5 o'clock news here on WRJN. It's an exciting time during the baseball season. It's the time of year when just casual baseball fans have the patience to sit through a whole game.
I saw you sitting in the rain.
And from when you're down and out, when you're on the street, when evening falls so hard, I will comfort you. I'll take your part. Oh, when darkness comes and pain is all around, like a bridge over troubled water, I will lay me down, like a bridge over troubled water, I will lay me down.
Sail on, silver girl, sail on by. Your time has come to shine. All your dreams are on their way. See how they shine.
And that time I went and said goodbye. Now I'm back and not ashamed to cry. Ooh, baby, here I am, signed, sealed, delivered, I'm yours. Here I am, baby. Oh, you got the feelings to get me, babe. Here I am, baby. You got the feelings to get me, babe.
Timeless Hits, WRJN. So this past weekend, my wife and I had an opportunity to go see Murder on the Orient Express over at the Racine Theater Guild. Loved it. Good show. Doug Instanis from the Racine Theater Guild reminds us how we can get tickets and why it's the best deal in town.
Call the box office at 262-633-4218, or you can go online at www.racinetheater.org and order tickets. Now, there is we just noticed a very strange thing that's happening online. There are scammers out there that will charge you $100, $150 for tickets at the Racine Theater Guild. That is not us. Our top ticket price is $22. So if you're paying more than that for anything at the Theater Guild, you know you're on a scam site. So please be aware of that. Some people called in and said, boy, your ticket prices went up. So nope, that's not us.
All right, Doug Instant is from the Racine Theater Guild, and I'm Kurt Vollman on WRJN.
Hola, amigos. Experience the flavor-filled fiesta of La Fogata Mexican Grill in Kenosha. Dive into an exciting and inviting atmosphere where great service complements the excellent gourmet Mexican cuisine. Savor the slow-cooked delight of barbacoa enchiladas or indulge in fresh guacamole brimming with lively flavor. Your taste buds will thank you. La Fogata also provides gluten-free and vegan menus for those with specific dietary requirements. Visit La Fugata on Sheridan Road, just south of Carthage College.
Come visit Time and Again Music, 9602 Durand Avenue out in Sturtevant for your vinyl needs and maybe a little bit more.
I wanted it to kind of look like a store you walked into when you were 15 or 16. Because I remember going into stores going, ah, look at all these cool posters. 90% vinyl. We have a budget section that's $5 and under. And it's buy one, get one free. 9602 Durand Avenue in Sturtevant. It's a block west of the Antique School Mall. Come out and visit Time and Again Music.
Have you outgrown your health insurance plan? The number one reason we all change our health insurance is price. Are you paying too much for your health insurance? Would you like to have better coverage at a better rate? Take a few minutes right now and find out if you can save money or even qualify for zero-cost health insurance in your state. Call now.
800-693-9308. 800-693-9308. That's 800-693-9308.
It's time to go for the green or gold with Civic Media's new Text to Win contest. When you go for the green or gold, you could win $100 cash, gold jewelry, and be entered to win our grand prize, two indoor club-level seats to see the green and gold in Green Bay. Woo! Download the free Civic Media app in the Google Play or App Store and get ready to text in for your chance to win in this statewide contest. Get ready to go for the greener gold with your local Civic Media radio station.
Looking for a roundup of the day's important headlines in quick podcast form? Search no more. Find it now on the WRJN website at WRJN.com. Your news just for the Racine Kenosha area. I'm Stuart J. Waddles with WRJN News.
Make a difference in your community today. Find the perfect volunteering opportunity for you at volunteerwisconsin.org or by getting in touch with your local United Way or Volunteer Center. There are so many ways to get involved and make an impact. Paid for by United Way of Wisconsin.
We'll be right back.
97 years, WRJN has provided local news and now timeless hits too. Coming up, CBS News at 3 and an update from the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
And timeless favorites, WRJN.
Play it.